going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So I
look at that water behind me, James.
To play.
He had no care in the world.
Because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on.
No, I heard your words. I'm right
I
here.
Said Watson.
And they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
You're saying that's... Fuck me, nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. It is Dougie and the boys. We got Jimmy Drust.
Hello.
And Jonathan Ramirez actually joined us today.
Holy crap, you're early.
What's up, guys? What's up, fellas?
What's up, J-Ram? Ram?
Not much. Trying to get over this little sinus infection that's going around.
Yeah.
Sinus infection.
You look half asleep.
I always do. Asian. I'm Asian, bro. That's so stereotypical.
Yeah. Especially the hours we work, we fail later in the day.
Probably working, that's what I say.
Taking that nice nap.
Yep.
You ain't taking on a nap. Got freaking two kids running around.
Yeah.
So, why am I even complaining? Yeah, Jonathan has more responsibility. He's got a family, two kids.
Yeah, those napping days are gone.
Yeah,
until they get older, and then once they turn like 15, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
All right. So David's going to join us in just a few. So let's start things off. Well, the Chicago Bears trade Justin Fields. He unfollowed them on Instagram, but he said, hey, you know, you may not follow the girl, but you still hit her DMs.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. It is pretty funny.
So let's start with Jonathan, actually. Are the Chicago Bears going to trade Justin Fields?
Yeah, that whole line Justin Fields said on that podcast about just because you don't follow the girl doesn't mean you're shooting the DMs or messing with her. I feel like that's just blowing smoke. He's just blowing smoke right now, and then it's very much, it's a little crazy right now for him, and he doesn't like the energy that he's receiving, whether it's positive or negative. He doesn't want to hear about any of those trade talks whatsoever. So that could legit be a reason why he unfollowed them. In the NFL period on IG, from all social media. But I think he knows deep inside, like deep in his heart, he knows that the Bears are definitely entertaining the idea of him being traded, especially when there's a possibility that the Bears can go, let's say he gets traded to the Falcons. The Falcons have a top 10 pick. Bears can potentially have 3 picks in the top 10. So he knows for sure that there's a trade talks going on, and it's unnerving to him right now.
Yeah, there are a lot of trade talks surrounding him. Pittsburgh is actually one of them. I think Dave sent it in the DM that there's rumors going on. They're trying to get a deal done for Pittsburgh. Let's go to Jimmy Drust, the Steelers fan. How do you feel about Justin Fields potentially being the Steelers quarterback?
I mean, I think it would be great for that organization because they don't usually trade or anything. They don't trade at all. They stick with the guy that they always have. But he's a younger quarterback that could definitely be a game changer, especially with our offensive coordinator that is a run-happy person. You have pretty much a running back, a quarterback, and then a decent running back. Two running backs, I should say. So it'd be a good fit for him. But, or he could just waste his career like he did in Chicago. Yeah. It's hit or miss.
Now, can I just add real quick? There have been a lot of trade rumors going on, and for whatever reason, everyone is being linked to the Steelers. We got Russell Wilson being linked to the Steelers, Fields. We have a possible return in Le'Veon Bell going to the Steelers. I don't know if you guys heard of that. Yeah, it's Steelers are trying to make moves. I don't know if they're just causing mayhem right now and chaos.
They're tired. They're tired of the critics talking, saying Tomlin can't do this. You get Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins, or any veteran quarterback, and then that set up that team better, then they can make a decent chance of the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the AFC North is crazy, especially last year when all of them finished over 500, and they're all pretty, besides Baltimore, all backup quarterbacks. Imagine when all of them like being healthy, or if the Browns figure out who they're gonna keep Watson in, because he's on a whole roller coaster of a ride. So we'll see.
So we're gonna send it out now to Berth Amboy, New Jersey. Big David Mendoza. Will the Chicago Bears end up trading away Justin Fields? You've been saying Marvin Harrison's the guy.
I mean, I really think that Marvin Harrison Jr. should be the guy that they go out and get. Justin Fields started off slow last season. He progressed better towards the end of the season. Do you really want to start over with another quarterback, a new quarterback? From what we're hearing, Caleb Williams is not that guy. Drake May's better than him. I'm also seeing mock drafts, though, with Caleb Williams going first and Marvin Harrison Jr. getting picked up by the New England Patriots, which would be pretty crazy to say. Which, if the Patriots do get Marvin Harrison Jr., they should go after a free agent quarterback like Kirk Cousins. Justin Fields, I don't see why the Bears would get rid of him. He unfollowed the Atlanta Falcons. He unfollowed the Bears. He started following the Falcons and Falcons players. Maybe he wants to go there. I don't think that it's more that they're getting rid of him. Maybe he's just trying to subliminally say, hey, if you're going to trade me away to this team. I think the Bears could be good contenders next season if they went out and got Marvin Harrison Jr. with them. If they went out and got another good running back, you know, Derrick Henry's up. They can be a good team, just like the Texans. I don't see the Steelers getting him. I don't think it'll work over there. Kirk Cousins would be a better fit for the Steelers, in my opinion. But for Justin Fields, I think the best bet is for him to stay over there and work with that guy. I mean, he showed improvement last season, and I think he'll show improvement next season.
Yeah, because I don't think Justin Fields is a bad quarterback one bit. He just needs talent around him, and if you draft Marvin Harrison Jr., I think that's the best option for that Chicago Bears team. Don't trade away the pick. Don't trade away your future. You have a great. Imagine that combo of Fields and Harrison. That'd be great. I think that would be great.
And so, DJ Moore.
Yeah, they have DJ Moore. So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we have much more to get to. We got the Immaculate Grid. We got the future of Kirk Cousins. Is he going to remain in Minnesota? Is he going to go to Pittsburgh, Atlanta? A lot of teams need quarterbacks. Maybe New England. You never know. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. The Doug Schiravo Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. And as always, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by our great friends at
Unsolicited role models you may not want, but you may just not.
Especially going back to Columbus Down.
Why? They were horrible this
Malibu and diner. These leaders of these countries.
We'll be right back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. So, where will Kirk Cousins land? All right, let's start with David. David Mendoza, where is Kirk Cousins going to play in 2024-2025?
You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and there's a lot of free agent quarterbacks out there. Now, if Justin Fields stays in Chicago, I could see Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh and Kirk Cousins possibly going to the Patriots if they go after Marvin Harrison Jr.
All right, Jimmy Just, Kirk Cousins, where is he playing in 2024-2025?
I'll say this. The only reason why I don't think Pittsburgh might not go for him is because it's too much money. And if you get Justin Fields, Bears had to take a hit on the money-wise. They had to pay like 87% of his salary. And Pittsburgh only has to pay those, like, the 20-something%. So, I don't know. Kirk Cousins could potentially stay there. But then you bite the bullet of, do you keep your quarterback or do you keep your receiver? Because they're going to try to make Justin Jefferson the highest-paid receiver. So, I don't know. Maybe he could go to Atlanta.
All right, Jay Ram, where do you see Kirk Cousins landing in 2024-2025? Rumor has it he was going to be a New York Jet back in the day, but he's went to Minnesota and now he's a free agent.
Yeah, I see him going to the Patriots, most likely. The only thing is, I don't know how these teams are going to factor in his recent injury. The torn ACL, right? That's pretty big. So I don't know. I don't know if teams are going to take that into consideration and see how he bounces back. He's going to have to pass a physical regardless, but I can see him going to the Patriots more likely than not. Because Pittsburgh, he could be a good fit for Pittsburgh, but I would rather see Wilson there, Russell Wilson there. I think Russell Wilson will thrive better in Pittsburgh, to be honest.
So I think Kirk Cousins could end up somewhere like Denver. This team in Denver is one player away, and that's a quarterback. They need a solid quarterback. I know their system over there is very like screwed up with Sean Payton and, you know, how they run things. They really haven't had a solid quarterback since the days of Peyton Manning. And you can't take away the fact that Patrick Mahomes is in that division. Justin Herbert is in that division. Aiden O'Connell, if you count him, is in that division. So the Broncos, they need a solid quarterback. I think Kirk Cousins could be that guy if they want to be a contender in the AFC West, because I think the Chargers are good. I think the Chiefs are good. Raiders are a hit and miss. I think they have a great defense. They have a great head coach in Antonio Pierce. Shout out to Antonio.
You don't even know where he's at. You don't even know where he's at, bro. Come on.
For the Super Bowl 42. So I think if Kirk Cousins wants to win, he has that mindset to win, it should be Denver because they're that one player away.
Are you sure about that, Doug? Because remember what happened. What were you guys saying about Sean Payton last year, last season? Oh, when Payton comes, watch the team start doing better. Then you're going to see how Russell Wilson really is, assistant quarterback, blah, blah, blah. And what happened? What happened to that?
And you're also forgetting that.
They lost.
And you're also forgetting that both Judy and the other receiver, I forgot his name.
Who?
Sutton? They might be gone.
Oh, Sutton might be gone too?
Because they're both are done with their rookie. Yeah, they're both done with their rookie contracts.
Oh, okay.
So they could potentially just leave.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that happens, Kirk Cousins have no weapons. So I think that Denver is not a good fit for him. And now if you go to Atlanta, they're still on their rookie contract. They still have the running back. Yeah,
Broncos aren't a bad team. They had a good second half. But if they want to compete, I think Denver's Kirk Cousins is a spot.
They're gonna lose. They're gonna lose players, especially if they take that hit in Denver. They already lost too much when they tried to go get Russell Wilson, and it failed.
No, but I think Kirk Cousins has a good shot of competing and winning.
Yeah, in Denver. Why not?
No, not in Denver. Pittsburgh or Patriots, because Pittsburgh, they have the defense. Patriots as well. And they both of those teams have weapons. Well
I do think
if Patriots get Harrison Jr., then that'll be a good.
I do think the Pittsburgh Steelers could be Super Bowl contenders if they go out and get Kirk Cousins. I do believe that.
I think so too.
I think if Kirk wants to start a winning culture, a winning environment, go to Denver.
Yeah, but how long can he last, though, especially with that line? I mean, you saw how many times Russell Wilson was getting run out of pocket so many times.
Yeah, but it's Russell Wilson.
But he's not the same Russell Wilson. He was in Seattle. He also had a
and Kirk Cousins was having an MVP season until he got hurt last year.
Yeah, but he also had a top five defense when he was in Seattle. He went to a top freaking 15.
All right, Dave. I want to know your mindset on this and what you think about my thoughts on a Kirk Cousins and a Denver Broncos signing. Is that a good fit for Kirk?
I don't like it, bro.
Or am I just delusional, as you guys say?
Kirk Cousins, I think anywhere he goes, he's gonna impact the team. In Denver, I think Denver needs help.
Yeah.
I don't think Kirk Cousins is gonna make a difference in Denver, a big impact, because no offense, between him and Russell Wilson, they almost play the same. And if that offensive line,
but they're not a bad team.
They're not. But they make I wouldn't blame their season last season totally on Russell Wilson.
No, I don't either.
I think their line.
Yeah, I think if they get an offensive line, no matter who's the quarterback over there, they're going to win probably 9 or 10 games. Will they win a Super Bowl? Probably not.
And that could get you into a wild card spot, 10 wins.
Now, a kicker would be seeing Justin Fields go over there in Denver.
No.
Yes.
That's not a bad – actually, that's a good shout, because they're the same way as if it goes to Atlanta. You just got to put both of the receivers on a fifth-year tender, and then
think of it this way: Justin Fields is a mobile quarterback that we haven't seen that much mobile. Get him acclimated to the Denver altitude. A mobile quarterback in Denver is going to put a lot of more pressure on a defense, which is going to give you a lot more scoring plays and opportunities, because you're going to wear that defense down. So they're going to win a lot more home games as well, which will give them an advantage. So I think if you see Denver get a mobile quarterback over there that can get acclimated to Denver and their altitude, they're going to be a problem.
Because they were 1-5 last year. They went on a run. They were like 6-5. And they lost bad games. Their defense stepped up later in the half of the season. So I don't think they're that bad.
They're not that bad. No. And you also got to remember that they gave up on Russell Wilson halfway through.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Like
they
two,
did.
3 weeks, and, you know, they had a chance to probably make a wild card spot. But then,
but you,
like,
you never know. Kirk Cousins may stay in Minnesota.
He could. Justin Jefferson is advocating for him to stay.
But the problem is with that, though, is
you got
to sign both of them. It's so much money.
Dobbs, come on. Don't even bring him up. He's done.
If Justin Jefferson wants Kirk Cousins to stay in Minnesota, Justin Jefferson is going to take a pay cut.
He's going to have to.
Could possibly take a pay cut as well.
Yeah.
And they can bring more players over.
Because Kirk is going to get paid.
I say more defensively, because offensively they're pretty good. You know, when you have Hawk over there, KJ Osborne's a good freaking receiver. Addison, his second year. If they could definitely make a run at the playoffs, if they stay, and then they grow the defense a little bit better.
We also got to remember Kirk Cousins is 36 years old.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't necessarily know if he gets paid the type of money he's going to be looking for.
He might.
I mean,
he's also coming off an injury too, and he's 36.
So is Aaron Rodgers, but here we go. We're going to win the Super Bowl when he comes back.
Aaron Rodgers is a different tier, bro.
He's still injured.
Doesn't matter.
He's still injured.
I can't agree with that. He's on a different tier than Kirk Cousins.
He's also playing in the worst freaking field.
That's the thing, too.
Yeah.
Well, they put a hockey rink there, so.
Man, that was probably their best idea.
Yeah. I mean, it would be easier if they would do like Arizona or Vegas does to move out the arena. That would be easier.
No, I think if MetLife just went with the 50-50 split of natural
grass and turf,
they'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially when they start with the World Cup in, 2 years?
That's going to be the biggest test. We're going to see a lot of players probably advocate that. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up taking them out. Because a lot of players from overseas do not like to play on turf.
Nah.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It's too slick. It's very
Especially with how these football players, they like flopping. Like the soccer players, they like flopping.
So. Yeah, they've been flopping like 10 yards down the line.
They're going to hurt themselves if they do that shit on that.
Yeah, or when they go to steal or something.
Yep.
All right, boys, let's do it. Immaculate grid time.
What's the last one? 3,000 yards passing.
Yeah.
Just put right, well, three. Eagles one is easy to do. Don McNabb, I think.
Yeah.
Why not Hurts?
Or Hurts. Did he? Oh, yeah. You can probably put him. Don't matter.
All right, let's go with McNabb. Let's go.
I'm going to go with McNabb over Hurts on that.
All right, McNabb.
You
could easily put Mahomes. Browns.
Jesus Christ. I guess that was easy, bro.
No, Baker Mayfield.
Did he have 3,000 yards?
I'm joking. I don't know. I'm joking.
That'd be interesting. He might.
Well,
have.
Actually, Odell had 2,000 yard seasons there. So that means Baker had.
Yeah,
2,000.
You could.
Oh, it isn't Watson.
It's put
Baker Mayfield.
Watson? That's crazy.
Yeah, we're discussing about it.
Put Baker.
There you go. All right.
I didn't know he had over 3,000 with Cleveland.
He was there for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I know Odell had 2,000 yard seasons.
Chargers, Eagles, Vikings. What? There's someone. Cunningham, the quarterback.
No, I think he played with
Eagles and Vikings.
Oh, I thought you were thinking Chargers.
No, Eagles and Vikings, Cunningham.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Vikings and Browns, you could put Dobbs.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you could put Dobbs.
Chargers and Browns, you could put Tyrod Taylor.
No,
did
no,
play
Josh
on Brown?
No, he did. No.
Put Tyrod Taylor for Chargers and Browns.
Oh, that's who it is. Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought Josh Dobbs was on the Browns. Oh, he might have been practice squad and never played.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's still on the team.
No, not if you're practice squad. It doesn't count.
Okay.
Chiefs, Minnesota. I don't know. Chiefs, Chargers.
There's somebody there. I just can't think of his name. Chiefs, Chargers. That should be an easy one, too, because they're division rivals.
Oh, yeah. Chiefs, Chargers. Future. Keenan Allen.
That would be wild.
That would be wild. Browns, Vikings. Jesus Christ. Now we're in the thick of it, boys.
Browns and Vikings?
I can't believe Dobbs didn't play on the Browns. I thought he did.
Nah, he was practice squad.
What about Eagles and Chargers? I feel like it was the running back.
I'm thinking running back, too.
Darren Sproles, maybe?
Sproles. Yeah, it is Sproles.
Yep.
And then he was in Buffalo too, right?
He was in the Saints as well.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was on the Saints.
Yeah, Duke was for Rolls. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of him too. As soon as you said that.
What about the Browns and the Vikings?
Well, we got one left, so I mean,
Eagles, Chiefs, Vikings.
There's probably somebody there. I was thinking of like Ray out.
Bro almost said Ray Allen.
Not Ray Allen. Freaking other Allen. The linebacker.
No, not Jared Allen.
Jared Allen. No, because I thought he got drafted by the Chiefs.
I'm trying to think.
I thought he got drafted by the Chiefs, and then he went to Minnesota.
You could do Matt Allen. I mean, Matt Castle.
You could do Matt Castle. You can. For Chiefs and...
Or do you want to try Jared Allen just to see it?
No, because I'm probably wrong.
No, let's see.
No, come on, Doug.
I got it.
He got it.
Oh, wow.
He did get... I remember he got drafted by the Chiefs.
You got it.
So, who were you missing?
Who's the bottom one?
Yeah.
Casey Keenum.
Oh, wow. He did play for the Browns.
That's crazy. And how about the Houston Chargers?
Drew Tranquil. He's the guy that I said this is better than L.A.
I would never would have guessed him. Never would have guessed him.
He's a piece of shit.
They'll have no idea who he is.
Jalen Reagor, that's right.
Oh, yeah, because he was on the edge of the Buddy Eagles. That wasn't bad.
All right, we got a chat. Let's see. I'm back.
I got it, Dave. I got it.
Hey, MLB starting today.
Yeah, I know.
So, MLB, let's take our hand at it.
Yeah, let's do it so we cry about it. That's basketball. That's women's basketball.
Women's basketball. There we go. Baseball, baby.
What is this?
Played in the Negro Leagues again?
I don't know. I wasn't alive for that.
You gotta change that. There's no way we're gonna the freaking
played first base, played third base, and played outfield.
Yeah, but they gotta compare it with the league.
Well, first base is Giambi for the A's.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's Giambi.
All right,
and the Orioles.
All right. Let's see.
All right, Griffey.
What is that? A 30 plus homer season?
I couldn't see it because he's blocking.
Yeah.
Player second base.
Albert Pujols for the St. Louis.
For the 30-plus homers, yeah. Seattle, and then for the Mariners, you could put this guy.
Seattle, Ken Griffey Sr.
Yeah, Ken Griffey. Or you could put, I don't know if A-Rod got.
Was
got
it Sr. That played over there or Junior?
A-Rod.
Who played for second base for Seattle and all of them?
Second base?
Yeah. He's got one in his head.
Brandon Phillips.
Yep.
What about for Seattle?
Adam Frazier.
Oh, yeah. Frazier did. All right. Now we got Seattle. I mean, St. Louis.
Who played for the Padres and the Cardinals?
Yeah, that's going to be the hardest one, but...
Yeah.
Second base for it's gotta be somebody that we should all know. What do you got?
He either played second or short.
You're gonna find out. Nope, you got
he played short. David Eckstein.
Okay, let's go by the
team. Oh, I got one.
For the same thing.
Ronnie Belliard.
Okay. Padres, Reds.
But I feel like Padres Reds was a pitcher.
I think you're right. I just don't know his name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, too. What's his name? I totally forgot.
What is it?
Jesus, yeah. This one's a tough one.
Cardinals, Padres, Seattle Padres.
We should figure out Seattle Padres, because there's definitely moves that we probably saw that we didn't realize.
And I'm a big advocate on MLB The Show, so I know all these players where they go.
Yeah, you play a lot of MLB The Show.
I love that game.
He plays with himself. I mean,
yeah. Padres Reds. Yeah. Oh, he was a way old guy.
Uh oh.
Matt Latos.
There you go. I got one left.
You guys want to do Padres Cardinals or Padres Mariners?
I think
we have a better shot with the Mariners.
Yeah.
Padres Mariners.
Oh, former Met.
Yeah. Beltran?
No, not Beltran. He played with the Mets in 2005, and I think he played for the Padres.
What position?
Center fielder. I believe he played for the Mariners. Please, 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 please.
He got it.
Not bad.
Not bad. Could to get one less, that's not bad.
Oh, I'm surprised we didn't think of Cano.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Robinson Cano. Forgot about him.
For the Mariners, yeah. I forgot about
this. Not bad.
We got one. We didn't get one, so that's actually nice.
Yeah, that was good. We got that. So that
was good. I remember seeing Cano and Melky Cabrera in person at a Nets game.
That was good. Yeah, all right, so let's discuss while we're doing baseball. A few free agents signed, but not your big name guys. So let's go to David Mendoza, all the way from Perth Amboy, New Jersey. Blake Snell, is he a future New York Yankee?
I think they have a high possibility of being a future Yankee. Everybody's been talking about the Yankees possibly getting him, the Yankees getting him. They've offered him multiple contracts. I think he's going to get the best contract from them, especially if he wants to be on a contender team. Because, I mean, besides that, you're either going to Houston, you're going to L.A., which nobody wants to go anymore. I could see you going to the Padres. But really, right now, it seems like the talk is the New York Yankees. And it would be a good pickup for them. Now, can he go, or should this team go out and get him, which is the New York Mets, which they said they're not, which is a dumb idea because they just lost Sengun for a couple of months. So I know the Mets said that they're not going to look into getting another pitcher right now, but don't be surprised if the pressure kicks in and they try to go after Blake Snell also.
So, speaking of the New York Mets, I think this is a team that could go on a run. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, they won 75 games last year. But last year, there was so much drama with Verlander, Scherzer. So, we're going to discredit that season. But I like the quote from Frankie Lindor, and he said this. You know, no one expected the Rangers to win the World Series last year. No one expected the Diamondbacks to even get to the World Series. So why not us? I think this is a Met team that can surprise a lot of people. I look for Lindor to have a big year. I look for Pete to have a big year. And I look for Frankie Alvarez to have a big year. But the thing for me is they still lack pitching. You don't know what's going to happen with Severino. Sean Manaea, you have no idea what you're going to expect from him. That rotation for me is still weak. The Mets rotation is not a good rotation. This ain't going to be a Mets team that wins 90-plus games. The Mets have the offense, but they don't have the pitching. So I think the Mets should go out and get Blake Snell. Why not? You just lost Kodai, so why not go out and spend for Blake? You know, you're not overpaying a guy like Justin Verlander or Max Scherzer.
Because you're still paying for those guys. They're still paying for those guys. It's not worth it. I agree with Dave on the sentiment that just because Sengun is out for a couple months, wait it out. Don't give in to that pressure, because once he comes back, you'll get a little bit more reinforcements. But, I mean, you are right. They do lack pitching, but I don't think they should shell out a whole bunch of money to get a pitcher right now, especially after they just did that last season with Verlander and Scherzer. And look what happened. They just gave him away. And they're in the red right now because of that decision. So I don't think they should be spending too much money right now on any player.
All right, let's head over to Drusty Boy. Should the Mets go after Blake Snell?
Nah, bro.
Nah, I agree with Jonathan. I for me, for all the pitchers that we have now, they're question marks. We don't, like you said, we don't know where to get with them. They could be really good or really bad. But we shouldn't spend all that money out to go get somebody because we're desperate. No, you gotta play the. Sometimes you gotta play the cards you're dealt with, and then you know keep rolling with the punches. So we'll see. Especially if Sega's gonna be out for a couple months, but who knows what could happen?
We got Diaz back, no?
Yeah, but we're saying for like starters, like, you know, yeah, yeah, starting pitchers.
I say this. I say the Mets should at least put the bid in. Put a contract, something that you think that you're willing to pay for Blake Snell, and throw it out to the guy. If he accepts it, he accepts it. If he denies it, he denies it. But at least throw something that you feel comfortable paying him for X amount of years, for a certain amount of money. Just throw the bid out there. Because I'm going to say this. It's, you know, the Dodgers are the dominant team right now. Everybody's looking at them. But you never, like Doug said, you never know what's going to happen. You never know how a season's going to play out. And a lot of players might say, hey, let me go over there. Let me get this payday. Let me show them I'm a top guy for 2-3 seasons and then go somewhere else. You know, it's not always about championships, in my opinion. It's about the payday. But, hey, everybody's mindset is different. Maybe he wants to come to New York. Maybe he wants to play for a team that he can see improve over time, that he's possibly seeing improve over time with the Yankees or the Mets. So I say it doesn't hurt if you just throw the bid out there, and if he accepts it, he accepts it. If he declines, he declines. Who cares? At least you can say you tried.
Yeah, like I'm over here, and everyone knows I want the Tampa Bay Rays to win the 2024 World Series. I want that to happen. I would love that. Then I could come on the show and bust everybody's chops. But I'm looking at them, and I don't know what their off-season moves have been. You brought in Amed Rosario, Phil Maton, and I don't think this is a team that's going to win the World Series in 2024. It's just a lot of guys haven't been signed. Tampa's still lacking starting pitching, I think. But like I said last year, we weren't even supposed to win 99 games.
I got a question, though.
We got off to the fast start, but all right, let's go over to Dave now. Come on, let's see. Bring it on, David.
I got a question, though. As a Tampa Bay Rays fan, aren't you disappointed that the Rays have not even put a bid in for at least Blake Snell?
Yeah.
Because they have a low salary.
They so do.
They can pay the man. And they just lost a good pitcher. So, I mean, you lost a great pitcher, but then to go out and get a guy like Blake Snell, you're getting another great pitcher.
I know, but I think it's the $270 million that he wants.
Yeah, but put the bid out there. We're not even hearing that these teams are putting the bids out there. You know, just because you hear a team like the Yankees are offering contracts doesn't mean anything at the end of the day.
And it's not even just the Rays. It's not even just the Mets. No one is putting bids in for these guys except for maybe one team. Realistically,
yeah, you're not hearing the Atlanta Braves go out and grab him up.
You're not hearing anything about Matt Chapman getting a big contract. The rumor mill is dry, and today is the first day of spring training games.
Yep.
What is going on? This is why I say Major League Baseball needs a salary cap. Set contract deals. You can't pay a guy this much. You can't defer this contract for the next 50 plus years because you got Otani and Yamamoto. And you even deferred Teoscar Hernandez's contract. MLB has a lot of things to fix up, and we've seen it this offseason. Winter meetings was in December. We haven't seen anything from January to now. What does that say about the game of Major League Baseball? What does that say?
Yeah, I mean, you're completely right. I mean, I think that if they did implement that salary cap, the league would be, you know, kind of even across the board. You'd have a lot more competitive teams out there. But like we all say, it's the money game. You know, a lot of these players just want to get paid. They see is a big payday. Agents, obviously, are going to support their players because if they get the big contracts, they're getting a big payday. You know, the MLB Players Union, they want to see these players get paid. But at the end of the day, like you said, we need something to say, hey, let's start making this a little more even across the board where guys aren't fighting. And to tell you the truth, I think this is what is happening now is that the owners are showing you, we don't care. You guys want to get paid. We're not going to pay you.
Yeah.
We'll let the other teams pay the big bucks, yep. But you guys are going to sit out there in the portal until we say, hey, this is the offer. You either take it or you don't play.
Uh-huh. So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it will be our final thoughts on the Major League Baseball 2024 season. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by...
Unsolicited role models you may not want, but you really just need.
Wanted to play.
He had
wanted,
no care in the world
because he said, "I only want to play for that team."
Yeah, hold on. Because that's so, okay, how
do you
know?
See, how do you know?
No, I heard your words. I'm right.
I said Watson.
If they would have lost,
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy. You're saying
that's be nice.
So how many of those videos were of you, Jonathan, getting riled up? Jonathan left us.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
I feel like you two are like the most to get easy riled up.
No.
Yes. Dave rarely, me rarely, you two are easy.
I could easily make like a video of myself saying Dougie does not get riled up or he has emotion towards players, and I could show clips of me in Tampa, me and Burrow. It'll be funny.
What do you mean? You flipped out when I brought up the Burrow and Andrew Luck thing. You flipped out at me. You told me to shut the F up.
We could go back to season one when we saw Dougie go, hold on. This is my show. A bunch of times.
Yeah, so you can't say nothing.
All right, Major League Baseball season is here. Technically, it's spring training. So, are these guys gonna go without a job? Could be Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, Matt Chapman.
You know, I've heard a lot of stuff with Blake Snell, but Jordan Montgomery, the rest of them, I haven't heard anybody throwing contracts their ways. You know, Blake Snell's been the talk of the town. That the Yankees are pursuing him. They're sending contracts out. You know, possibly other teams are pushing as well. But the other guys, I rarely hear contract talks for them. So
probably behind the scenes stuff going on with them.
But to not hear anything.
Yeah.
They'll be like, weird. Oh, supposed to say this kind of type of thing. Me, I've got nothing.
Now, do you guys think the owners grouped up after the Dodgers fucking baseball, like you get the owners grouped up and they said, "Nah,
no.
We're not gonna give in to these guys." And they're absurd.
They might. Yeah. We don't know. Like you said, whatever goes behind the scenes.
That's what I think is happening. I think the owners are stepping up and saying, "Listen, I don't care what teams like the Dodgers are doing.
Yeah,
this is the price that we're willing to pay you. And if you don't like it, we're gonna take our chances with other players." We got prospects in our bag, you know, players that are ready and willing to come up.
Draft picks coming up.
So I really do think it's more of the owner saying, listen, we're not going to be throwing out contracts, big contracts, especially for pitchers. Guys who play a lot, that throw a lot throughout the season, that have Tommy John surgery, and they have the biggest injuries that impact them. So it could be, you know, owners teaming up, and then the MLB Players Association, it's always been that back and forth between them. And that's why we don't see a salary cap. So it can be, but like I said, that's all hearsay at this point.
Yeah.
I really do think that Blake Snell was offered contracts. He's just, you know, seeing who else is bidding for him at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree with that. So in a few weeks, we will have our World Series bracket, our division winners, our MVP winners. We'll do the same thing we did for the NFL. But before we go, this is the last episode of the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We will be away for a week, so I may have a pre-recorded show go on just so the network isn't dead air. So I'll be away on vacation, having a time of my life. So if there's an episode to be uploaded, I'll upload it on the 3:30 Thursday time slot. But before we go, I want to do a quick World Series winner and loser based on the offseason today. So, Jonathan, who do you have?
Let's see. World Series winner. So, not who's going to make it. They're not both teams, right?
It's just... No, winner and loser.
Oh, winner and loser. Okay. Yeah. So, I'm going to go with the Orioles. The Orioles and the Phillies.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the Orioles and the Phillies.
Must be nice. Who's your winner?
Phillies.
Nice. All right, Big Dave, what do you got? The founder of Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Off-season moves, I hate to say, but the Dodgers are going to be the best pick to win the whole thing. I don't want to see it. They've been showing clips of Yamamoto pitching like an animal, but we don't know how he's going to play against actual players. Loser? I have no idea. That's going to be a tough, tough pick. You know what? This one's for Dougie. The New York Mets. I would not be surprised if they, like he said, if they somehow pull it out the bag and they get together as a team and start winning games. You know, they might just fall short, but they can make it far.
All right. Well, Dave kind of took my answer. Now, he didn't take my answer. I'm going to probably say between the whole thing, I'm going to say Atlanta will meet the Dodgers in the World Series.
Wait, hold on.
And I think Atlanta takes it.
How?
Are they
changing the conference? League?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Must be nice.
My apologies.
Yeah.
And then Atlanta.
The New York.
Said Atlanta will face them in the conference, whatever championship, and beats them. That's what I should have said. I'll say Atlanta. Ooh, on the other side. You know what? Let's go Atlanta Yankees.
All right. My turn. All right, I'm going to start with the winner. Now, let's start with the loser.
Yeah.
All right, and this, we're going to have our real picks once everyone gets signed and the free agency is complete before opening day. So probably the Thursday before. All right, so I think the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to get back there. I like the moves they brought in. I like that they brought in a solid third baseman in Eugenio Suarez. So they're going to be in the World Series again this year. I don't think they win it. Based on the offseason, my winner of the 2024 World Series is...
New York Yankees.
Don't want to say it, but it's going to be a rematch of 2001. The New York Yankees are going to win the World Series. Just because I like Juan Soto, and I said if they go out and get Juan Soto, this is a team that could win the World Series.
And especially if they go out and get Blake Snell.
Yeah. That'd be a dangerous team, just like how the Dodgers are. Who knows? Maybe we get the Dodgers Yankees series.
You never know. All right, this has been the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Devils, Rangers tonight. Let's go, Devils. Who's going to win it, boys? I say the Devils. Dave?
Sorry, I got to go Rangers. They're on a hot streak right now.
Jonathan?
I got to go with the Rangers, bro.
Damn it. Jimmy?
You already know the answer, Doug. I don't need to say it. It's already lit up, right?
Devil's lit up right already.
All right, boys. I'll see you. No, I won't see any of you. I'll see Jimmy tomorrow at work, but the rest of you,
I'll be down in my little home.
I'll see you guys in a week.
Yes, sir. Enjoy
it. Must be nice.
Must be fucking nice.
to go on a cruise. Hell yeah.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.